Life has its ups and downs, and like many of us, I face moments with depression. Music has always helped me find my way through, and I believe it can do the same thing for you. I'm James Cox, and this is the When Words Fail Music Speaks Podcast, a podcast about the healing power of music.
Hey everybody, welcome back to When Words Fail Music Speaks, where we fight depression with the power of music. I am your professional handicapped host, James Cox, and I have tonight I'm joined by Kenneth Perrin. Did I say that right?
Oh, it's actually Kenneth
Perrin. Yeah. Kenneth Perrin. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I don't think that's Kenneth. I think that's something else. Yeah, but that's okay. Kenneth Perrin, an artist whose work and is rooted in authenticity, emotion, and purpose. Kenneth, welcome to the show, man. This is awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, because I found you from Podmatch, and I'm like, dude, I love his music. I got to interview him, and so usually podcast does me right, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so, well, first of all, I gotta commend you about your songwriting, because one of your songs is really touching me, and I just want to know more about it. But in the meantime, before that, I want you, okay, so I learned that you started your music career officially when you were 8 years old. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, yeah. And, okay, so so my first question, this might be hard for you, because I mean, because you were super young back then, right? Who was Kenneth then, as opposed to Kenneth now, looking back at all your musical feats, you know?
I think he hasn't changed that much, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I'm still kind of a kid at heart, meaning like I still dream of, you know, bigger things, better things, brighter things, always looking on the positive side of things. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes as we get older, life kind of throws a lot of challenges our way, and the world kind of has a way of sort of trying to shape your view of how you should look at things. But fortunately for me, I've always maintained a positive outlook and have always believed that, you know, the best is yet to come, basically. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
Many people find music later on in their life and not at age 18. You know, that's amazing, you know. Luckily for my cousin, he found it when he was like 2 or 3. You know, he was really, you know, yeah. So he started to play guitar when he was 3 years old.
But, wow.
Yeah, but I guess starting at 8 years old, was it like in board, or did you hear something from other, like, what is that? I got to do more of that stuff, you know?
You know, it's kind of interesting. When I was about maybe 5, I believe I went to, my dad is a musician.
Oh, that's my okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So at the time he was playing in a band, and he plays bass guitar. And he took me to band rehearsal one day, and he just kind of said, you know, look at the instruments, pick out which one you really like. And I went straight for the drums, because I've always have loved like the beat and things. As a matter of fact, my mom said before I was born, I would actually move to the beat of music that they would be playing in her stomach. So it was really interesting how that actually kind of came about. So I started playing drums first before I started singing. And then about maybe 6 or 7, I started looking at Soul Train, different music shows that just kind of had a lot of music artists performing. And I said, you know, I think that's what I really want to do. So I started kind of mimicking a lot of the songs that I used to hear on the radio, things like that. And ended up singing, you know, for the first time in my dad's hometown church. Performing in front of a congregation, and was a little bit afraid at first, but then afterwards everything was smooth sailing after I got through the first song. So, and I like the feeling of sharing music with the audience and have that audience feedback come back to you. So,
absolutely. Yeah, which is great. Your music feels okay. So on Apple Music, Spotify, everywhere you get your music from, and I'm going to give a big shout out at the end to. Your music feels very international instead of pop.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So when you write or and perform, what are you hoping people feel? Because after this question, and after you answer it, I got a question personally from my heart to share with you.
Yeah, sure. You know, I really hope that people feel filled in some respects. I hope that they feel inspired. I hope that if they're having a bad day, they can listen to it and feel better in some respects. Even if it's like a slow song or a ballad, you know, just something you can just kind of drown into for a minute to kind of help you get an uplift to get from point A to point B. I know music has done that a lot in my life, listening to different songs from different artists. And it's always that one song that you kind of hear that just gives you that instant mojo, like drinking a cup of coffee. You know, you're like, ah, oh, I feel so much better now. You know, it's like a shot, basically.
I have coffee right here.
Oh, there you go.
Coffee is my bloodline.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite type of coffee? Are you a Starbucks guy?
I go to Starbucks, but I've been a big fan of this company called Bones Coffee. They have like
Bones
Coffee. They have 30 different flavors, like banana, strawberry, ice cream. But, you know, it's such a good thing. Yeah. So I ordered me a bunch of those. So a few months from now, I'll be ordering a new set, you know? Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So try that Bones Coffee. Check that out. Yeah. I got a 20% discount for you, man. So yeah, you can try it.
Nice.
You
know? Totally, man.
It's a big deal with music because I want to know everything about one song that you wrote on your album It Took So Long, which it came out in 2020, you know, the pandemic, of course, and I believe that this is more fitting than to the pandemic.
Okay.
I'm a Christian. You're a Christian. I looked at your background and everything. Yes.
Yeah, so, Jesus, let's go.
Yes. You all know us, right? Yes, sir.
Yeah, there you go.
But this song that I'm going to have you go through with me is one of a kind, a billion songs and one, like, this is one in a billion songs for me, okay? It's Erased by Mercy, okay?
Ah, that one. Okay.
I can't express how much inspiration that gives me to this new year.
Wow.
Yeah. Man, I just play that song over and over, like 3 or 4 times back to back. I can't get enough of that song. Yeah. So if you would please tell me how you wrote that song, especially in 2020, you know, because you know, 2020 and Jesus go like hand in hand, you know.
Oh, totally.
With the pandemic. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. You know, that song, it's really a song of repentance, I think. It's a song about surrender. It's a song about thinking that you kind of know everything and you realize you really don't know Jack.
Yeah, right.
You know, at least you don't know more than what God does, basically.
Right.
So it was just sort of like more of a heart cry. I think sometimes we, as Christians and believers, you know, we start off on really good paths and, you know, we're doing well, but somehow, some way, maybe our way of thinking about something kind of goes off track, or maybe we let other people come in and distract us from what our calling is. Sometimes we might get distracted by maybe what the enemy throws our way. Mm-hmm. And it might be a combination of all those things all at one time. So Erased by Mercy was just sort of like a prodigal coming back home type song to say, Lord, I really screwed up. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I don't know how this happened. I don't know how I got here, but all I know is that I just want to come back to you and start fresh. And thank you for not holding it against me, for one. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy for allowing me to just start over, you know, and just erase all the stuff that I messed up on, and can we just start fresh, you know?
Yeah. But man, that's such a beautiful song, you know.
Thank you, man.
It just means the whole world. Yeah. Yeah, and I agree that as Christians, we fall back sometimes, you know, but God is always there to catch us, you know, when right. we're down and out, you know, and I think that's a perfect example of his love and grace, you know?
Yes, totally, man, totally. That's
amazing, yeah.
Wow.
Thank you, yeah. So how has your relationship with music changed as you've grown as a person, or hasn't even changed, you know?
Yeah, no, it definitely has changed. Okay. I think you kind of go through different levels. Obviously, you know, the older you get, the more your musical styles and tastes change. Mm-hmm. Or at least, you know, they kind of change to the point where you're kind of open to hear different sounds, different songs, different artists. I think for me, growing up as a kid, I started off with disco, funk, R&B, and then as I got older, I kind of gravitated more towards new wave, rock, a lot more pop stuff, and for a while there, it just kind of stayed more along the pop side of things.
Right.
But lately, I've been kind of getting back more into my R&B roots and kind of gospel roots.
Yeah.
So, you know, but for me, I used to get teased a lot because even as a kid, I just never stayed in one genre. Like, and the kids at school would laugh at me and say, oh, you know, you listen to stuff, you know, you're kind of jumping out of your ethnic group
right.
here because
yeah,
you're listening to stuff
yeah,
you shouldn't be listening to. And how come you like that? And I'm like, I can't explain. I just like the song. You know, if it's a Bengals song, if it's a Elvis Presley song, if it's a Beatles song, whatever, great music is great music. So I just kind of really have moved by that. So that's kind of been a challenge too, because sometimes when you're an artist and you release music and people look at you, sometimes they kind of expect you to kind of sound a certain way, look a certain way, or because you're from a certain, you know, race or ethnic group, you're supposed to, you know, match that expectation.
But
I think that's kind of been my challenge is like, you know, yeah, I'm here, but, you know, I'm a music mutt. I'm going to take the best of whatever I like and whatever I hear and make a story out of it or express it in the best way with the best sound that I possibly can, you know, because I want to grab your heart no matter what. And I want to make you feel something and move you with whatever it is I'm singing or writing. So, yeah, kind of rebellious in a way. But
You could just be sitting on the dock of the bay, you know. Which is a really great cover that you did. Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
It was sitting on the... Man,
thank you.
I'm going to tell you something, right? I have heard a lot of cover songs of that song, and I don't think truly, I mean deeply, for my heart, man, that just kills it right there.
Wow,
man.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, yeah. Another song that I can't get enough is you released this album in October 2025 last year. It's funny to say last year, you know, because it just was a couple of days ago, you know. But October 8th, you released a remix album called Mad Love. But the song that I really love is the Mad Love Jalopy Piano Mix, right? That sounds funky, to me that's like an international version where everybody can jump up and down with that movie
Thank
that song,
you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Wow, I'm surprised because I wasn't too sure about putting that version out because
Okay.
it didn't sound, it didn't sound studio polished type. It just was like a more of a kind of laid back, let's see how artsy we can get with it kind of thing. So no, I appreciate that. That means a lot. It means a lot. Yeah.
There's a saying on online. It's like if you have a song that you are unsure about, release it anyway. You never know what
Sure.
might come out of it, and I think that's a really powerful song to do that with, sir. So you got a good song right there, brother. So that's
Thanks,
cool.
man.
It's cool.
Wow.
If someone is listening to this podcast tonight, what would you want to say to them or tell them or hear? Because coming from a man of Christ like yourself and myself, I think we can only tell them certain kind of level, to where they'll understand that everything will be okay. Do you have any personal advice on like how, what to, you know, yeah.
I think anything, if anything, I think just to encourage you, just to encourage in that moment, I hope that whatever you hear encourages you in some shape, form, or fashion, encourages you to go a little deeper, explore a little bit more, love a little bit harder, forgive a little bit more, just encouragement all the way around. Yeah.
Nice. Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, 'cause
Yeah.
that's something that I still struggle to find in myself, because we're all sinners, you and me, and
Yeah,
I
yeah,
don't, we
yeah.
just gotta depend on him, so thank you for
Exactly.
that.
Join the club, brother. Join
Yeah, I'm
the club.
trying to be better, we're all doing better over here, right? Yeah, so
Exactly.
yeah.
Exactly.
So has there ever been a moment where you realized your music mattered to someone that you did not expect it at all? Like you're like that's your war enemy. He
Oh,
gravitated
cool.
towards it and
Wow. I guess not yet. I'll say
Oh,
not yet.
okay.
Not
That's
yet,
that,
yeah.
that and
But
that's fine. Yeah. And that's fine. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. Not everybody can because so have well you perform live, so has anybody came up to you and said your music is this and this to me, and thank you for helping me through this dark time,
Oh,
or
okay. Yeah. Actually, I've have. It's interesting because I sing every place I can possibly get a chance to sing. So that could be churches, civic events, nightclubs, weddings, you name it. I'm there if my music is allowed to be accepted. So, but a few times I've sung at churches just as a guest vocalist, and people have come up afterwards and said, "Thank you for singing the song. I was really moved by it. I like the lyrics of your song. I like the way you sang your song. It really touched me deeply. I was kind of going through a hard time." That kind of thing. Yeah,
Right.
that's happened quite a few times. And
Okay.
then the same thing has happened on the club spectrum too, where we're performing at like Whiskey a Go Go or something, and
Yes.
afterwards somebody will come up and say, "Hey, I had a hard time this week, but I appreciate the one song that you did, the We Can Forgive song, or one of the originals, and really appreciate that. It's really, really,
Yeah.
really, really, touching." So yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, to answer
Yeah.
your question, I guess that
Yeah.
has happened.
We're okay.
So
Yeah.
I had
Yeah.
to rethink
Speaking of, that's fine. Yeah,
that.
I'm 46 old. You're a little man now, so I'm old,
No, you're
but
not old,
speak,
man.
no, okay. Yeah,
Come
everybody tells me that I'm like 24 or something, and it's like, oh
Yeah,
my God,
man.
dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
But speaking of the Whiskey Go Go, you recorded Mad Love at the Whiskey Go Go,
Yeah,
which you can hear
that's
right now, and Mad Love plus the remixes, which is great, came out
Thank you.
October 8th, 2025 again.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we do have one or two more questions, but I do thank you for coming on. Yeah,
Oh, totally,
we,
man. It's
oh,
my
but
honor.
please come back anytime you want to, man. I love talking to you right now.
I love to. And you're in a, is it Lexington? Are you in
Yes,
Lexington, South
Lexington, South
Carolina?
Carolina. Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll actually be in Greenville at the end of
Oh,
the month, January
okay.
30th, at a place called Fire Forge. So if you're I'll send you the information about it. But so
I'll try my hardest to make it down, man. So we can meet. This is gonna be awesome. Totally. Okay. So we'll go all the way back to to when you were like 8 or 9 or 16 or whatever, okay?
Sure.
We're looking around your room, or are we looking at any music posters? And if so, who are they?
Oh man. Golly, take me back. Let's see. Probably MC Hammer.
Loved MC Hammer, dude. I loved him to death.
MC Hammer. Definitely Exposé. I don't know if you remember Exposé.
I don't remember them.
Okay, they were kind of more dance pop, Point of No Return.
Okay.
Exposé, MC Hammer. Definitely Sister Sledge. We Are Family, Lost in Music.
Hammer, I know, you know.
And then probably more than likely Missing Persons for sure. The group
I've heard of them. They were like really, really well. I think I heard of them. There's so many there's times when I go in the record store and I look down the hallways and there's nothing but music. I'm like, I don't know nothing about music, brother. You know, this is crazy.
Oh, and Carmen and DC Talk. I had to add those.
DC Talk. I'm right there with you. DC Talk's all amazing too. But before we go, you wanted to tell everybody about your 2026 Melodic Heart and Soul Tour.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you for reminding me of that. So it actually kicks off the 17th here in California at the One Fest, which will be down in Orange County, Garden Grove. And then next I'll be in LA, back up to LA at St. John's Retirement God Center, doing the MLK celebration concert there. And then we zip on down over to the East Coast, Greenville, on the 30th of this month. Yeah, at Fireforge Brewery. But I'll probably be posting all my dates on my website here by the end of the week. And I'll try to send out some email blasts for those to let people know all the dates that are coming up. It's going to run about 8 months, pretty much off and on.
Oh, big tour.
If I don't get you the first round, I'm hoping to get
come
you
on back and I'll see you. There are some places where I'll club me that you can play too, because I live like 20 minutes from Columbia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got folks in Columbia. So that's nice.
Yeah, because there's a few great venues around here. You know, small but pulling some big crowds. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
no, that's good to know.
Yes. Yeah. And especially if you got family down there, you could always come and see them too. You know, kill two birds with one stone, right?
Exactly.
I do have one more question for you, and this is going to be the hardest question I'm going to ask you yet. Okay.
All
right. Yeah. Okay. So, is there one artist, album, or song that you can listen to right now, but you can't tell me or anybody else how it makes you feel deep inside your soul?
Whoa, boy, that's the whopper there.
This is my end all be all question, you know.
Wow. So, artist, album, or song, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Hmm.
Is there one song where you can just hear it, but you really can't explain how it makes you feel? It's like, I want to tell them, but I don't know how to put it into words. You know,
honestly, I probably would have to say, Mariah Carey, to be honest. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. She's great.
Especially her more gospel type songs too. Those hit home hard.
I need to look through her discography because I lost touch with her back in, by God, was it 90? I don't know. It's been a while since I listened to her.
Yeah.
It's been a while. It's been a minute, but she's killing it, you know, because I've seen her perform live a few times in the past. Like, still got the voice, you know?
Yeah, that's true. And let me ask you, too. I'm sorry.
No.
I was curious, like, do you have a favorite type of music that you like to listen to?
Yes. Okay. So speaking of going back to where you said you listen to all types of music, you know, I'm that way too, but I'm okay. So my first love is always going to be country, because that's what me and my sister was raised on, you know, good classic country. Okay. And then during my high school years, it's always Metallica, Megadeth, all these heavy bands, right? Yeah. And that drove my mom absolutely nuts. She couldn't stand it. She's like, oh my God, you know. And then I started opening up my mind to more music at, you know, when I started college and everything. And then now it comes full circle. Now it's back to country. You know,
wow,
yeah, so so for me, I don't know why. So if I may ask you this, since we're on the subject, why do you think that the kids tease you about what you listen to? Because there's so much good stuff. I mean, were they like close minded or just like bullies? You know,
I don't know. Sure. I think at the time, I think back then, like, depending on like what neighborhood you lived in, depending on who you went to, I think it's just kind of more of a cultural thing.
Yeah.
Like, certain kids that lived in certain areas just were known to just really like certain types of music. And so if you kind of came from that same area or that same zip code, quote unquote, they just expect you to kind of be the same. You know, everybody was sort of more of a cookie cutter, but Ash just always sort of kind of, you know, out of the box. You know, because, you know, my parents love music and they exposed me to a lot of different types of music because they like music. So for me, it's just natural to like a lot of variety of different artists, you know, and even some country even.
Yeah.
I remember liking the Statler Brothers, I think.
Yes. And, yeah, that was one of them.
Statlers and Alabama and
Alabama.
Charlie Daniels.
Man, Alabama.
You know, down to Georgia.
Yeah.
I used to listen to that. They used to play on the radio all the time when I was growing up, you know. So just, I think that was just kind of the thing. Like, if you listen to certain stuff, you were expected to. Yeah. If you went out of that box, then you just kind of got teased for it, you know. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Now, this is a fun question for you. Do you have any guilty pleasures that you listened to before, but you're kind of like, I don't listen to them now, because I have Backstreet Boys.
Okay.
I'm a Backstreet fan now. Yeah. Well, I always was, but, you know, it wasn't cool to listen to Backstreet Boys back in whatever, you know.
Right.
So, guilty pleasures. Do you have any, or like, is that kind of like another thing for you, or?
You mean like back then, or like right now, or like if somebody would ask me what I listen to now, look at me crazy because I listen to like
everything, like, right?
Backstreet Boys, whatever.
It could be any time. It doesn't matter.
Anytime, okay. I probably have to say like the Beach Boys, maybe. That's just totally like, you know, yeah, like,
totally, right, yeah, outside of all, yeah,
probably the Beach Boys, yeah.
So. Beach Boys is some pretty powerful stuff too, you know.
Yeah, and I love the vocal harmonies. That's what kind of threw me in. Like, I love groups that have a lot of harmony singing, and that can harmonize well with each other, doing the vocals. Because when I went to school, I learned, you know, I took choral classes, but also took vocal lessons in college too, but that was just a good thing when you're able to blend with other people and sing and harmonize with one another. I think it kind of makes you a stronger musician, because you have to kind of hone in and make sure that you're not going in somebody else's lane, basically, and you can hold your own and be appreciative of what's going on around you too.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to hear a song with like perfect harmonies.
Uh-huh.
I do have one, and then I'll let you go. Because
no, that's okay.
I think it's called. The song is called "Meet in the Middle." I think it's by Diamond Rio, and they did.
Diamond Rio, "Meet in the Middle."
Man, yeah, yeah. It's perfect harmonization. You know.
Wow.
So, I mean, if you haven't listened to it in a long time, please do. Yeah.
Okay.
What that's a killer.
Hold on.
I think it's Diamond Rio, and the song is called "Meet in the Middle."
Okay.
And I'll probably stand it too and see, hold on.
In the middle. Okay. I've heard of the group. I don't know if I've heard of that
Yep,
song though.
Diamond Rio. Diamond Rio is the name. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. For me, I probably have to say Let It Go by the
Oh, okay,
Bangles.
yeah.
Have you ever heard that one or no?
Let It Go
Let It
from the
Go.
Frozen.
No, from the Bangles.
Oh no.
Yeah, they're a group from the 80s, but
Yeah.
they kind of patterned themselves after like the Yardbirds and the
Yeah,
Beatles with the vocal harmonies and stuff.
right.
So that
Nice.
would kind of be, yeah.
I'll have to go back and listen to them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But seriously, I beg you to come back, okay? We got a
Oh,
lot.
dude, I would love to, man.
We
This
got a
was so
lot more
much
to talk
fun.
about, brother. Okay, and hopefully I'll see you in the first round when you come around. But if that
Yeah.
second time's a charm, right?
Totally, totally. And if there's any way that, I can help support your podcast or your show, just let me know. I mean, be more than happy to give a shout out to
Sure.
my listeners, maybe send a link in my
Yeah.
newsletters and stuff. So, yeah, totally,
Okay.
man.
Nice,
Yeah.
nice, nice. Thank you so much.
Totally.
Thank you so much. And with that said, everybody, always remember when words fail, music speaks. Bye, guys.